Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate. I recommend meditating once in the morning, right after you get up, and once in the evening, right after you go to bed. And for those of you who do meditate in the evening, and sometimes like me, instead of laying down and taking the earphones off, continue to listen to your meditation at night or whatever you're listening to, I have good news for you. Our sponsor this week has created these headphones which you can sleep in without waking up with earache, which I've done many times in the past. They're very comfortable earphones which you can use at night so that if you wake up in the morning, you won't have that earache that you often get from sleeping with your headphones on at night. So check out the website and check out the company. It's www.sleepphones.com/puff. In this week's podcast, I want to talk about something you may or may not have heard of before. It's called synchronicity. And I think it really relates to meditation, so that's why I want to talk about it and see if you might have some positive experiences with it yourself. So first, what is synchronicity? Synchronicity is actually related to probability. What do I mean by that? There are events which occur in life which have a very small probability of happening, and yet they occur at the same time. For example, you call up a friend and talk to them about something, and right when you bring up the topic you're going to talk about, they say, "I was just thinking about that." And the chances of that occurring are very small. How could both of you be thinking of the same thing at the same time? Or another one might be, you find in your car an old phone number of an old friend that you haven't talked to in a while, and you decide to call them just to check in to see how they're doing. And right when you call them, you find out that their grandmother had died and they're in a very difficult place and they really needed to hear from you, and your words were very comforting to them. It was just so coincidental that you happened to call them at that very time of their time of need and distress. Because of their unique occurrence, and because they often occur between two people and they aren't repeatable, science has a difficulty studying them, and thus they're really outside of the realm of science, but they're not outside the realm of your experience. You can experience them. And even though they aren't scientifically provable, they are to your own experience, and sharing your experience with other people, philosophy has shown, is also a powerful way of validating or making a point. Science is one way of explaining things, your personal experience is another. So again, synchronicity occurs between usually two people, but it doesn't have to be limited to that. But it's something that happens out of the ordinary. The chances of it happening are minuscule, and yet it occurs. You see it, you experience it. It's very real and poignant to you. But because you were the one that experienced it, you can't necessarily validate it with other people. I'd like to share a story to illustrate an example of synchronicity. Years ago, I was working with a woman who was very, very busy, and I would periodically encourage her to slow down and take time for herself. One day, I remember telling her, because I was concerned about her, that if she didn't learn to slow down, there could be serious consequences to her behavior. I wasn't trying to frighten her. I was just trying to really encourage her to take time for herself, because not taking time for yourself has negative consequences. Shortly after that, she was driving on the freeway, and she was in a hurry as always, driving quickly and really not very safely. Well, a truck in front of her got out of control and started spinning around, and it came within inches of hitting her and almost killed her. But right as it was passing in front of her and came within inches of killing her, on the side of the truck was written in bold black words, "Slow down." And to her, that was a message. If she didn't slow down, there are going to be consequences. And later she kind of chuckled. She wondered if I put that together to cause that to happen. But no, of course, I didn't put that together. It just happened. Synchronicity kicked in. And it helped change her life. It helped her to slow down. Perhaps you too have had an experience like this, where the universe, God, conspired to send you a message. And it was so loud and clear that it really got your attention. But how does all this relate to meditation? Why am I talking about synchronicity on a Meditation for Health podcast? Because the central goal, the central point of meditation is to help you slow down, is to help you quiet your mind and be still. What happens, or should I say what may happen, is that as you slow down, as you quiet your mind and be still before the cosmic universe, what you may find is synchronicity in your life begins to increase. Because meditation is such a powerful change agent and so helpful in a plethora of ways to improve your life, I wonder if the universe or God doesn't give back to us to let us know that we're on the right track and to keep meditating. Synchronicities often kick in and happen way more often when you're meditating. Of course, this may be a side of Dr. Puff, which you're learning about, that is really not as scientific as I claim to be, and truly pushing the envelope a little bit too far today. But guess what? There's a person who can help validate or disqualify this claim that I'm making, that when you meditate, when you get still before yourself and the universe, that synchronicities begin to happen more frequently in your life, is that person is you. What I'd like to do is give you a challenge. If you've been meditating, or if you're willing to start meditating, what I encourage you to do is keep a journal, a notebook, or an audio file of your experiences that seem out of the ordinary, that, you kind of sit back and wonder, wow, I wonder how that happened. That was sure coincidental. And see if you don't find, as you really commit to meditation, that they happen with more frequency. Again, I like the idea of writing them down, because when they begin happening to you, it's almost like the universe won't let you hang on to them. There's something, if you try to hang on to them like a running river, you can't, so they kind of flow away. Or, you know, like a dream you may have in the morning, and when you first wake up, it's so vivid, and then a little bit later it dissipates. Well, synchronicities can be like that. When they're loud and strong, yes, they'll stick with you. But when they happen on a regular occurrence, we don't seem to remember them as well. And I almost think that's a good thing, because I think when you become attached to something, too attached, you can suffer for that. And it's better just to notice them. It's like if you're meditating and you begin to notice that you're more peaceful and people around you notice that you're more peaceful, that's a good byproduct. You don't have to say, I'm peaceful, but if you get that effect, that's pretty nice. Same way with the synchronicities. If you begin to notice that people say, wow, that was amazing what you just said, or I just needed to hear that, or that was so coincidental that you just called me or did this or that, or you find things like that happening in your own life, and people doing things to you, then perhaps you will see that synchronicities do increase as you take care of yourself, as you meditate. If I'm correct, what you may find is a willingness, a desire, beyond all the medical and psychological and physiological benefits of meditation, you may find that synchronicity is another benefit of meditation and another reason to meditate. So if you'd be willing to suspend judgment for a little while and just give it a try, meditate regularly in the morning and at night is what I recommend, and then begin to see if life doesn't just flow better. and synchronicities begin to occur more often in your life. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.